another major organization in Western New York formally opposing the billion-dollar project to cap a portion of the 33 Expressway. Joining us live this morning, Pastor Steve Lane, who's part of the Episcopal Diocese. He's the pastor at St. Philip's Episcopal Church on Sussex Street. That's right by ECMC. The Episcopal Diocese of Western New York voting on a resolution this week to support the Eastside Parkways Coalition desire to fill in the Kensington and not do this project that the state has said. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us this morning. What has led the Episcopal Diocese to get involved in this issue?
Our primary concern from the perspective of the faith communities is for racial reconciliation. We believe that this highway is an edifice that perpetuates racial division. And removal of the highway would help reconnect the city from both East Side and West Side.
So you are not just simply saying that you're speaking out against this project, but you're speaking out against the project in favor of filling in the 33.
That's correct. It's not so much an opposition to the cap in its existence. The idea is that the proposed solution is not a solution, that the division will remain. And so if you restore the parkway, the city can be fully reconnected.
I always find it hard for especially people on the outside who aren't directly in that neighborhood to really gauge what's going on. You know, so often we hear of opposition, but it's really a few loud voices, and it's not necessarily everybody in a particular region. In this case, in this scenario, what are you seeing in the neighborhood from people who go to your church and others about opinions on this project?
I have not run into anybody that's supportive of the idea of building this cap over a small portion of the highway. Everyone that I talk to would like to see the parkway fully restored, remove the highway, and turn it back into the Humboldt Parkway, which was a real gem in the city of Buffalo.
Do you think that will happen, though? You know, looking at the state's plan, it seems designed to kind of, you know, make a quote-unquote happy medium. Not saying that everybody's happy, obviously, but, you know, to find a way to, all right, we'll bridge the gap here, bridge the divide, cover up the expressway, but we still want to keep the expressway. Do you think this might be as good as it gets, that if this project doesn't happen, likely nothing might happen?
So that's what the people were told that have come forward with this project. They address the issue of the racial divide that's caused by the Humboldt Expressway, and they were told, we can do this, but that's the best we can do, so take it or leave it. And we reject that. This is really more like putting lipstick on a pig. It doesn't address the problem. In fact, in some ways, it makes it worse by removing some of the access roads, and it doesn't address the problem. And the highway, you have to understand, historically, it's had a huge impact on the city of Buffalo as a whole in taking all the traffic from the surrounding suburbs and putting it onto this narrow corridor that winds its way downtown without people actually being in the city. And streets like Broadway and Genesee have dried up because there's no traffic on it. And all the problems that are associated with lack of business is directly related to lack of traffic on the existing arterial roads.
Well, Pastor, thank you for joining us this morning. I really do appreciate the time. Pastor Steve Lane, who is with the Episcopal Diocese, formally opposing the 33 project.